So he said, be sober.
Yes, sir.
Be vigilant. Don't be foolish. Don't be drunk. Don't live drunk, spiritually drunk. On out of touch with spiritual things.
Yes, sir.
Be keen. Be sharp. Quick to detect. How do you do that? Ooh, I'll get to it. I can't hardly wait, but I'll wait.
Come on, Christian.
When, notice what he says, be sober, be vigilant. Because, now notice, because what? Because your adversary, who? What? He, as a roaring lion, as a who? As a roaring lion. He's not the lion. He roars like a lion. But Jesus is the lion.
Yes, sir.
Of the tribe of Judah.
Yes, right.
He is the lion. But he goes about as a roaring lion.
Uh-huh.
Seeking. Roar. What is that? To devour you. Frighten you. It's a lion out there. No, it may be a lion out there, but all his teeth been pulled. When it comes to me, when it comes to you, a believer, he's out there roaring, but he ball gummed it. When it comes to you and me, and I'm not going to give him a set of teeth to bite me.
I got a
hiding place. I got an offense. I got protection.
Yes, sir.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me. Where? In the presence of my enemy. How can you sit in the presence of your enemy and eat? Because I have protection.
Yes, sir.
I can come to the table and he can't.
Yes, sir.
Can I say that? Do you want me to say that again? I have an invitation. I can come to the table, but he can't.
Right.
And on the table is what I need.
Yes, sir.
And I can take it as will. If it happened to be a distance from me, I can say to my brother, I can say to my sister that's sitting at the table, will you please pass me the biscuit down here?
Yes, sir.
Why? Because everything on the table belongs to you.
Yes, sir.
And God do not set a table half set. Everything you need for your divine health, for your divine life, everything you need for life, you to be a partaker of, is on the table. And so when you detect him, when you recognize him, when you see who it is, he said in verse 9, whom resists how?
Steadfast
how? In the faith.
Yes, sir.
Do what? Resist him. How do you resist somebody? Come here, T. Now, I'm about to take you by the arm. There's a den of rattlesnakes. I'm going to pull you over here. come on here. See, he didn't come willing. What? You can be seated. That's the way you resist the devil. I ain't going with you. I rebuke you.
Yes, sir.
No, I'm not saying that. No, I'm not doing that. No, I'm not going to act like that. No, I resist you.
Yeah.
Steadfast in the faith. That's not the faith walk. That's a lie. And he start telling you, you are going to die early. That's a lie. The word say you live long, you live strong.
Yeah.
Come on, y'all. You resist him. Don't walk around, oh, the doctor said he found this. So what? I'll tell you what it is. And I resist that. Because my body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Did you hear what I said? My body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Not the temple of sickness and disease. Not a temple of this and that. It's the temple of the Holy Ghost. So what am I going to do? I'll tell you again. I'm going to go and spend time with what the truth to my heart know it. And my mouth speak it. And my action take off in line with what I spoke. Jesus then told me I can have what I say. So why would I go around and tell everybody something the doctor said or something somebody else said or something? No, I'm going to tell you what Jesus said.
Yes, sir.
You resist him. You resist him. You do not cooperate with him. Hallelujah. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
I say you resist him. How steadfast, not just every now and then. If he persists, I persist.
Yes, sir.
He be persistent, I be more persistent.
Yes, sir.
I'm not going to back down. Because this is what the word says. I know it.
Yes, sir.
And see, you need to spend enough time in it till you know it.
Yes, sir.
Not remember it, but know it.
Yes, sir.
In your heart. Ain't something coming out of your mouth like Polly want a cracker.
Yeah.
No, I don't do that. I speak, I confess, and I say, and I stand, and I will not back down. Hello?
Amen.
Now listen to this. Whom resist steadfast in the faith? Knowing what? Knowing that the same affliction are accomplished in your brethren,
yes, sir,
that are in the world. There's other brothers and sisters out there in that world right now, right here in this world. They're going through the same test. He telling them the same lie.
Yes, sir.
Same affliction. Everybody that believe God, here he come. Trying to get you out of this glorious, lavish, overflowing, too much life that God had given you. He had given you a life that has too much. You can't live it. You can't live life and exhaust and let life run out. I'm going to say it again because you didn't quite get that. This life that God has given us is eternal. It had been filled with everything you could ever need, and it can never be destroyed, diminished, and come up short. You hear in our world, this physical world we live in, you hear of shortage. What was the thing that happened a few years ago? What they call it? When they had to buy the banks out, what they call it? Recession. You never hear of a recession in the kingdom of God. You never hear those things because there are none. There are none. The more you live life, the more life will give.
Yes, sir.
The more you live it, the more you receive it, the more it is to receive.
Yeah.
You can't exhaust it. You can't live it out, and there's no life to live, impossible. One scripture said we're going to find out the riches of God throughout when we live throughout the eternities of the eternities. And we're just going to continue to live. But God wants you to live now. Right now. This is the only testing ground you have. Well, you have tests and trials. Ain't gonna be no tests and trials and when you get out of this physical body.
Well,
no. But God wants you to know you're victorious now, not when you get to heaven. See, people always talk about the by and by. God wants you to live now.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.